Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 322 for February the 19th, 2024. And let me turn down the volume on that. Okay. That's a little better. Sorry about that. Where was I? That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds for stations to disconnect, or if you have some stations have priority traffic. Let me start that over. I will pause a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from all check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. Hopefully you'll get one soon. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour GMT, Zulu, UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign, wait for the net control station to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateurs, and you do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week, I think we're kind of rewinding back to the beginning. You know, we've done over 300 of these nets, and we're really scratching our heads these days to think of new topics. So it's about time to start going back and reviewing or redoing the old topics. And because of something that happened in this last week, we had a club meeting here, and part of the club meeting was kind of a mini auction where the radio equipment that had been donated to the club was being auctioned off. And many of the items that were to be auctioned off were HTs. And that leaves me thinking, let me reset the timer here. Okay, back in the day, not all that long ago, it was not unusual for hams to walk around with an HT on their belt. And of course, a mobile unit in their car. And I'm wondering what the situation is like today. So the question is, do you take ham radio with you when you leave the house on a routine daily basis? We're not talking this time about going on vacation or taking a trip or something like that. This is every day you leave the house. Do you take an HT? Do you have a mobile in your car? So that's the topic this week. And I'll get it started by saying myself, I used to have a mobile in my car, but then I got a different car, and I have not yet gotten around to putting a mobile in the new car. And I don't know, I've just been procrastinating, I guess. Eventually, I think I will do that, but fact is, activity on the local repeaters is so limited that I almost don't miss not having the radio in the car. Now, my old mobile unit also did APRS, and that was a cool thing. Like, whenever I would visit family members, I could tell them to go to APRS.fi to follow my progress on the highway. So one of these days, I think I want to go back to that. But in the meantime, when I leave the house, I don't take ham radio with me. Not proud of that. I guess I'm just lazy, and maybe, frankly, I've just talked to everybody around here so much, I don't really need to talk to them again, unless there's some issue that comes up. So anyway, I'm rambling. That's the topic this week. Do you take ham radio with you when you leave the house every day? And I will run down the list of stations that I see in the Echolink dashboard here. We have PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, N4RNW, KQ4MII, and KJ6DRH. And every one of you is a regular. I don't think I need to explain how we do things here. I will take a quick pause if somehow there is some station hearing me and would like to check in and did not hear their call sign. So very quickly, speak up. Right, I wasn't expecting any. All right, first on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of Sao Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is G Canary. So, yeah, no, I don't take an HT with me on the belt every time I leave the house for just mostly one reason, security. In this part of the world, they think either you are a criminal, that's the police who thinks that, right? Or the criminal thinks you're police. Right, because they have no clue what amateur radio is anymore, right? And yeah, the criminals they have those little handy talkies, the Motorola, talk about, and even the Baofengs, right? And they keep talking to each other. So, but they don't know that this is legal, and that ham exists. So it's a sort of a problem there. Even with the police, as I said, right? Only the older cops, they remember, and then they tell the younger guys, no, no, that's legal, that's amateur radio. Leave them alone, right? It's also a reason I don't have a mobile rig in my car, because for the same reasons. If I drive through some neighborhood that has somebody who is not very police friendly, then I may have problems. And when I'm on the highway, police may stop me saying, what are you doing with that antenna on the roof? Why isn't the radio in there? So that's the reason. Hopefully I will make myself clear there. But yeah, it's unfortunate. Sometimes I put a mobile rig in, right, my car for any special event, amateur radio event or something, and I don't put the antenna up until I get close to the event. Okay, Wayne, back to you. AB9FJ, this is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Yes, I totally understand what you're saying there. That's a sad situation. I don't know what anybody can do about that. So just, you know, stay safe. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net tonight. This is Ken. I'm KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I can certainly relate to Guillermo's story there, because early on, when Dell and I had just gotten a pair of HTs, we went up to Chicago to a Macy's, and we had our radios with us, and we were using them to keep in touch with each other in the store, which is kind of a foolish thing to do since we have phones anyway. But, you know, radio, they were new. We were having fun. But bit by bit, we began to notice, both separately, that we were being pegged and followed by the store police, and eventually, I mean, you know, the security guards in the Macy's, they asked us to leave. Is that right, Bill? Anyway, they escorted us out of the store with our radios. Be gone, you trash. So anyway, I still take an HT to a ham fest, and I still take, occasionally Dell and I, when we're out walking, we'll take HTs. Communicate with each other, but generally speaking, not really routinely going out of the house with mobile or, you know, otherwise portable radio. So anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, AB 9FJ.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks, Ken. Well, you know, that reminds me. It used to be kind of a popular hobby or pastime, I guess, to take a ham radio or even a scanner to places like a mall or a store or, gosh, what else? Fast food restaurants, you know, and monitor the intercoms. But especially at a mall, if you're monitoring the security people at the mall, you know, they might notice what you're up to, and like you say there, they really get in your face about that, and they think that this is our frequency, and you're not allowed to listen to that, and they need to be educated. But anyway, thanks for checking in, Ken, and relating your story. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne. Good evening, everybody else on the net. N4RNW, Harold down here in southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Boy, it's been rainy here today. It's the southern end of that diagonal front that dumped 4 inches of snow in my sister's place in north of Indianapolis. So, Wayne, you probably got some of that in Illinois. occasionally, I'll leave the house with an HT, but there's not much going on the repeaters down here. There's a whole bunch of them around, but mostly it happens on nets that are certain times of the day, certain times of the week. But just for the fun of it, if I go out to the pool or go watch airplanes at the airport, I'll take an HT and see what repeaters I can hit. So, a question for you, Wayne. If I have a tri-band HT, you know, 2 meters, 220, and 440, and I have a dual-band antenna, is that going to hurt it to transmit on 220, which by specs is not covered by that antenna, you know, a whip antenna? All right, that's my question. Back to you. Maybe you can help me out there. Thanks, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And, okay, my personal assessment is that an HT, which usually tops out at 5 watts maximum, if you're feeding a 220 signal into a non-resident antenna for 220, you're going to get some reflected power coming back, but we're talking about a couple of watts maybe, and I don't see a couple of watts frying your output transistors. But I'm not a doctor, I just play one on the radio, okay? I'm just thinking, if, on the other hand, if you were talking about like a 100-watt rig and you were going to try to transmit on that in a non-resident antenna, you would be talking about a lot much more reflected power, which could perhaps cause some problems in the final stages of your transmitter. But in the case of an HT, and also you can reduce your power. You know, if you're really close to that 220 repeater, maybe you don't need 5 watts. Maybe you can get by with only 1 watt. So if you're getting a quarter of a watt, half a watt coming back reflected power from a high SWR, I'm thinking it's not likely to damage your radio. All right, but take that with a grain of salt. Let me pass it back to you if you have a rejoinder.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Wayne. That's exactly what I wanted to know. Probably the 5 watts, like you said, is not enough to cause any damage. But the problem is where we live down here, we're in a gated community, and we have a villa which has a common wall with another villa. We're facing east, and all the repeaters are west. So with an HT sitting right here in this spot, I'm shooting through a couple of walls, and to get to any of the main repeaters, unless I'm outside at the pool or whatever, walking. So I know you can get these apartment-type antennas, Slim Jims, and these through-the-glass things. But, yep, that's all I wanted to know. No big deal. Thanks again, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, good luck, Harold. There are some things that you can do, especially if you can get outside the walls so that you can aim something to the west without something in between. Like you say, a glass mount, something like that. But I'm also thinking if the 220 repeaters are all to the west of you, I'm thinking the 440 repeaters are probably also in that direction. And in my experience, when I can't get through on 2 meters, I can usually get through on 440. So that's another thing you can try. Let me pass it back to you one more time.
Yep, perfect. Perfect, Wayne. That answers my question. And interesting to hear those the previous stories about how people will scope you out if you're walking around with a radio, whether driving or walking through stores. That's interesting. Yeah. These days, they probably think you're organizing a big shoplifting spree or something. So that's all I got from here. So everybody have a good night, good week. N4RNW, Wayne.
Okay, fine business, Harold. And let me quickly acknowledge that I see a new station has joined us, Kilo Echo 5, Charlie Delta Kilo. Okay, Doug. All right, got you down on my list here, Doug. You're about 3 stations down the list. Let's see. There was something on the tip of my tongue. What was it? I'm thinking back in the day, there were a lot, well, maybe not a lot, but there were some hams or hobbyists, let me say, who enjoyed putting antennas on their car. And they actually wanted people to think that they were law enforcement. You know, maybe they were law enforcement buffs, or maybe they just wanted to have a little bit of law enforcement aura around themselves to make other people, you know, treat them with care, for example. Anyway, but I don't think that's quite a thing as much anymore these days. All right, let's see. Who's next on my list here? KJ6DRH.
This is KJ6DRH. I'm out of Bakersfield. My STF username is Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. And as far as going mobile, I mostly actually just use an HTV. I don't have any other radios yet. I haven't splurged on a bunch. I'm getting ready to possibly in the near future buy a mobile for the car. But when I do take mine with me, it's rarely actually to use local repeaters, although it should be. I should be chatting with those guys all the time. But instead, it's most often just scanning, like you were talking about, like when you go to a mall or grab by schools. And I've noticed most of the businesses, schools, and everything around here just use FRS radios, which is, you know, wildly insecure for a lot of what they're talking about on the radios. And a fun thing on scanning is, in the U.S., it's generally considered legal to receive any signal you can. But that's not actually the case everywhere. In the UK, I think, and a few other countries, there is an assumption that you're not supposed to listen in on people, and that's actually still legal, even though the act of owning a scanner and scanning isn't. You're just not meant to sit and listen to people's conversations, which seems a bit odd. I don't usually do a lot of just wandering around with the radio, so I haven't run into too many problems with people reacting negatively to having a bunch of antennas. And on the topic of you're talking about disguising a car to make it look like a police car, I have no interest in that, but I have known a few folks who bought old police cars at auction because they've already drilled all the holes for installing radios or car-based computer systems or whatever else you could want to install. So there's some food for thought. Anyway, back to net control.
Oops. All right, yeah. Thank you, Troy. That's a good point. Very practical. And I've actually thought about that. if you can trust your local police department to have been good maintainers of the vehicle. I mean, that's the main thing I would worry about buying a surplus police cruiser, is that it might have had some very rough service, and it might be a nickel and dime killer. But yes, they've already drilled the holes, and they might have left the wiring behind, which saves you installing new wiring. So, in fact, the last car I had, the one that I had the mobile rig in, the previous owner of that car must have been a music enthusiast who had installed some kind of fancy amplifier and subwoofer and all that kind of stuff in the trunk. And so he had paid for a professional installer to run a very nice low-gauge wire from the battery to the trunk to supply that. And when he sold the car, he did not remove that. And it was a bonus to me when I bought the car, because I could put my mobile rig in the trunk and have a very adequate power for it. So, where was I going with all that? Potentially a surplus police cruiser could be a very good car for a ham. All right. I welcomed KE5CDK, but I didn't tell him what our topic is. Let me just go back and rewind here and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number, 322 for the 19th of February, 2024. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, stands for Super Dimension Fortress, which is a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. And we do this net every Monday, 0 hour GMT, Zulu or UTC, whatever you want to call it. And we like to have a topic of the week. And this week's topic is, when you leave the house, do you take an HT with you? Do you have a mobile in the car? You know, are you radioactive outside the home? That's kind of the topic this week. So, let's see, who's next on my list? KQ4MII, it's your turn.
Thank you, Wayne and the net. This is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I am located in Reston, Virginia, USA, near Washington, D.C. My SDF login is M. Cornick. So, I'm going to echo what pretty much everyone else has said, that no, I don't really carry my HT with me on sort of day-to-day mundane tasks, and for a lot of the same reasons that have already been mentioned. One, repeaters around here are, outside of the scheduled nets, not very active, I've found, and the rag chewing that does go on often just doesn't interest me, so I check into the nets, and I, you know, will get on every once in a while, but for the most part, I'm doing that from home, and I'm not taking anything along with me. If I am going to travel out of town, which I do have some plans for later in the year, then I might bring it. And then obviously if I'm going to go do something like a POTA, then when I get around to doing POTA, I will need to take my radio. But for day-to-day stuff, no, not really. Also, as mentioned, you know, it does make you stick out a little bit. I try to blend in, which is kind of an odd thing for a guy who's 6 feet, 4 inches tall to say, but, you know, I don't like being conspicuous. So, you know, having a radio with a big antenna on it, which I need to get anything here in this sort of hilly terrain, you know, wouldn't be good for that. So, yeah, you know, most of my operation is done from home. Well, pretty much all my operation is done from home at this point, and when I'm out and about, nah, I'm not really concerned with that. So that's what I got for now. So I will send it back to Net, KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark. You know, I think your description applies to a lot of hams these days. So anyway, thank you for checking in, and let's move along to the new check-in. Well, I think he's new. Maybe not. Maybe I just don't recognize the call sign. KE5CDK.
This is KU5CDK. Y'all, this is my first time on the net. I was looking through a list, and I said, oh, I wonder who was still having their nets and who wasn't. So, and I ran across you guys with an interesting topic here. I normally do carry an HT with me, whether I use it in the car or not, because I've got a couple of mobiles in there, one all band, all mode, and another is a digital mobile. And then I've got some hotspots in there, so if I can get to other things I want on the digital side. But if I get away from the car, then the handheld comes with me, which is what it's for, walking and talking, as they say. But, yeah, I try to keep something with me at all time. Of course, I got the phone with the apps as well. So one way or another, I am in touch. Got U5CDK back to net control.
Very quick, Doug. Whereabouts, roughly, are you located?
I'm from Texas, not terribly far from Dallas.
Okay, thank you, Doug. And, you know, you're welcome to visit us any Monday at 0 hours GMT. We do this every week. And come back anytime you want. So, I'm checking my list, and I do not see any new stations on the dashboard. So, it's time for rechecks. If you want to add something to what you said before, please come now with your call sign. Okay, it sounds like one round is enough for this week, and we're coming up on 30 minutes after the hour, which is kind of my target, because we, especially some of our friends down under, they have other nets that are happening at 0 hour GMT, and they can't get away until maybe half an hour. So I like to stretch our net out that long so that they have a chance to join us before we wrap it up. And there we go. It's 30 minutes after 0 GMT. So I will call one last time, final call for check-ins or rechecks to this week's SDF-ARC net. Okay, nothing heard. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0031 UTC. I did not see the KB0X gateway, so I'm not sure if the, whatchamacallit, the talk group over there on DMR is working. But I know that COM is working. If you get on SDF and go to COM into the Anon Radio Room, there's lots of chatting going on in there. So, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody. I'll be back next week.